But for present purposes, I want to draw your attention back from that world that Rome conquered to the city that did the conquering. Because in spite of itself, building this vast empire cost the Romans a very great deal. Now we're going to turn in a couple of future lectures, in the very next one, for example, to Roman culture, and then we'll actually destroy the Roman Republic. We've built it, we'll destroy it. Right now I want to just conclude this lecture by putting a little focus on the ways in which the creation of this empire generated unforeseen tensions for the Romans. First of all, for example, the institutions of a city-state had to be adapted to govern foreign territories. Remember we were talking about the Roman Constitution, I mentioned a certain number of officers, generally two at the beginning, and then there would be more, and then more, and then more, and then more. And the Romans would begin to do things like have praetors, and then pro-praetors, consuls, and then pro-consuls. In other words, if you're going to take over a substantial chunk of the world and govern it, you've got to put officers out there. You've got to put administrators out there. You have to have people out there to run that world for you. You multiply, therefore, the number of offices, you multiply the number of magistrates. Now, you'll remember, I hope that I mentioned, that over the first 400 years of its history, in Rome's Republic, about 100 families monopolized political offices. One of the things we're going to see is that in about the last century, that changed dramatically. There were simply too many officers for a few families to control them all, and too many new men who weren't beholden to the old system. In other ways, we can say that the empire interfered with the Roman system because war provided opportunities for wealth, for prestige, well outside the traditional Roman social and political order. Great generals, great conquerors, great battles, you see, could be fought, and these could be translated into political capital back home, which didn't quite fit with the custom of our ancestors. It didn't quite fit with what our fathers would have done, because in many cases these were new men doing new things. Finally, the Romans had of themselves a very long-standing ideology of the citizen soldier, the farmer soldier. The farmer would lay down his tools, would go off and defend Rome, having defended Rome, would lay down his weapons and go back and take up his tools again. During the Samnite Wars to a degree, during the Pyrrhic Wars to a degree, but during the Punic Wars to a very large degree, Rome put large numbers of her men in the field year after year after year after year. This produced large numbers of veteran soldiers who had been away from their homes, away from their farms, away from their families for long periods of time. And when finally they left the ranks, they needed settlement, they needed land, they needed money, they needed support. And they became a large, a new, and a complicating force in Roman politics. Now, you'll perhaps remember that last time we talked about patron-client bonds. In the old days, those were sort of local big shots who loaned the local people little money, who took care of the local people's legal business and so on, and who could count on the local people to vote their way in the assemblies. Now the patron-client bonds in the last generations of the Roman Republic shift to the veteran soldiers of great generals. So great generals not only have wealth and power and prestige and so on gained from victories on far battlefields, they've got guys back home who'll vote the way they want them to. And that was something very new and different, and not at all the way our ancestors would do it. Well, we've talked then a little bit about the constitution of the Roman Republic, and we've talked a little bit about the building of a Roman Empire. Let's leave this sort of unrelieved picture of politics and war and diplomacy, and on our next lecture turn to Roman culture, for these Romans were indeed cultured people.